All right, so everybody, I hope everybody can hear. Yep, everybody can hear. This show is about to start right now. Hello, everybody here. It's Ben Yuko here with Zoe Wanting Media Enterprises. I know you've been getting ready for this. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this Tuesday night, October 33rd, 2023. I need 1 second because this thing did not go the way I wanted it, you know. Just changing it up right now. So, we're going to talk a lot about hardware today. But now we're going to talk about laptops, okay? There are certain fixes of any laptop you'll see. I'm going to go back to them. I'm going to go back a little bit later on part one so you can get an idea stuff on some stuff. So I will be making sure you guys look at some of the good desktops they have. We're also gonna look at that today. We're gonna look at some really good laptop. Okay, really good. We're gonna talk about the parts of a laptop. Okay, so before we do that, I hope you are all having a great time today. And stuff, so we're gonna get this thing underway. So, gonna talk about the parts of the laptops and take a look at the things that you can look at in any format that you are actually doing. So let me just pull up our top inside. Of my own laptop, I'm gonna go use the parts of my end. Okay, we're gonna look at some of the images of my. Hold on a second, I'm gonna show you some. Okay, I have to use a different one. So yeah, so we're gonna talk about some of the big motherboard parts and talk about this is my laptop here at home. So okay. So we're gonna talk about that right now. So. Okay, so this is the part that I'm going to show you. So we're going to talk about the parts, okay? You got to be very, before I talk about this, I want to talk about you. You must be very careful how to use a laptop. Or even when I go in and repair these laptops, I have to be very careful of the parts. Because these things are not cheap. They are very expensive and they're very hard to find. Okay? And you can learn this actually from actual computer support engineers. Because I'm like a tier one. I'm not at the engineer level, but I am going to come. That one of these days when I come a system administrator, I will have an engineering background of this stuff so people can understand it all. Of the stuff. So, this is all your plugs. This is the plugins. This is your keyboard. This is where the keyboard is attached. The motherboard, the CPU fan. You have the wireless NIC. It's up here. I'm gonna give you a better one too. So let me just give you a better desktop one because I can. I'm gonna actually show you even better on that one. This is another one I can. But then I have one I can actually go into. I'm gonna show you this one instead. This is actually much better. So this is the hard drive. This is the CMOS battery. Okay, so this is CPU fan. You have your internet cords over here, your USBs and your, so that's where all the stuff is really stuff, okay? And real fancy stuff. This is the battery. But all that done, this is the wireless NIC right here. This is the NIC right here. This is a very important part of the motherboard. And this is the memory sticks and stuff. So it's straightforward. Up here is of the connectors. Your speakers can be down here. These are your speakers right here. This is your speakers. You gotta be fit and be ready to go. Keyboard definitely around here. The keyboard is underneath the batteries. Sometimes when these companies, Dell or other companies, they like to put the motherboards in the bottom of the parts, so you can get an idea, see different formulas of what this stuff actually is. So it's a very unique setup. So that's where everything is very much important to understand key parts of what the laptop actually brings. So that's why you have to be more serious about what you. Okay, so that's what you have to be prepared for. So all the clips, all that battery, speakers, and stuff. So now I'm gonna show. That was one, my original one. Now what I'm gonna show you now, I'm gonna show you a gaming laptop motherboard of the current gaming laptop. So I'm gonna show you that. I'm gonna show you the motherboard of that, so you can see. So I'm gonna show you this one, okay? So so you have the processor. That's the processor. And you all have different clips for power buttons and stuff. So you have to see all the time. So the important thing is understand where all the parts are in this laptop, okay? So when I look at a laptop, there's things that I have to look at. I gotta look at the kit first. I gotta look at what's going on here, the condition. I make sure that if the condition's right, if the condition has any sort of issues, because if I see if there's so many things wrong with that laptop, a spill, it gotta be cleaned up. If it's not well cleanable, this laptop is not usable, and that's exactly what the issue. you have to make sure that all the laptops that you are using are actually more usable of what you're actually are going to do. So this is like a lot of great things about the motherboard, laptop, and different stuff. So I want you to be very well aware of what you're using, so the parts that we're gonna be, you're gonna, I want you to pour, I'm focusing on more of the important part. Your USBs are all there, okay? So I want you to watch something here, okay? About laptops, okay? About the, this is one. I'm gonna just show you this video, okay? This is how I'm taking out the parts, okay? So what you just pulled out there, folks, is actually the, that's actually where the keyboard is. That's the neck. For the while, and a lot of times companies don't want you to do like a lot of major under major right to repair laws, so you have to be very careful about that. Okay. All right, I'm up with that right now, because I wanted to really, really show you how we as repair guys, like me, take those kind of things down. So that's what, and then you see, so you can see full transparency and how I take the parts down, and how I take down a laptop, and they're very fun to take down. And stuff, and the more you do, the more you're more gonna get better at this, and that's what everything you do. So you have to respect the way how it's actually allowed to be taking place. So that's what it shows you that. I'm gonna show you some laptop stuff. So now we're gonna go discuss some things, the layers of laptop stuff. So But we're going to go to the other Raiders news, okay? Okay, so you can see my screen here. So this will be a very interesting topic, okay? As to prepare upgrade ROG scared gaming laptop i9-149X HF benchmark. According to the benchmark result of a Perkins system, Acer is preparing to release an updated version of its ROG Scout 16 gaming notebook, packaging Intel upgoing Raptor Lake refresh core i9-14900HX modem CPU. The chip is certified as an unknown, but we suspect the 14900 will receive the same treatment as the Intel DEX Raptor Lake refresh CPU. This is the second day we are reporting in 2 days surrounding the mobile variant of the Intel 14th generation CPU lineup, increasing the probability of these leaks being real. And if confirms that the Intel will bring its 14th generation refresh architecture to the mobile market, rather than skipping to Meteor Lake straight from the 13th generation Raptor Lake mobile. If Intel finds the same philosophy as the 14th generation mobile chip as it does, it's justified we can expect i9-14900HX to feature a minor increase in clock speed over the 9-139HX. This includes the P core and E core as well as the base clock and boost clock at each of the cores at the max 149HX. To potentially have clock speed up to 5.0 gigahertz, matching the previous gen i9-13980H flagship. So this will be very interesting. So this is some very cool stuff that people do in technology. So you may want to check this stuff out. So it isn't the only laptop manufacturer rumored to be using Intel new Raptor Lake refresh mobile chip. VideoCard reports that Livorno is also preparing to launch its updated series of Legend 9 laptop packing the i9-14900HX as well. On top of that, a couple low-end Legion 7, Legion 5 gaming laptops will also spy featuring Core 7-14700HX and i7-14650HX Raptor Lake processor. These are very interesting stuff that's really really keeping a lot of things going. So let's just say, so these are really really interesting. It makes sense for Intel to expand its 14th gen lineup to the laptop market, even through Meteor Lake will arrive shortly. Meteor Lake performance is not expected to improve beyond 13th generation Raptor Lake, and is focused on squarely on improving power efficiency and feature. With the 14th generation, Intel is capable of segmenting Raptor Lake refresh to the mid-range and high-end gaming laptop market, where the CPU performance is prioritized, leaving Meteor Lake to deal with the mainstream consumer laptop. And it says, well, we don't ensure this definitely how things will play out, that it seems like this would be the direction Intel will go if these Raptor refresh chips actually launch more than a couple moment gaming rigs. So that's very, very cool. Check that out. This one came out last week, and this is really, really something that you should look at. Let's take a look at this one right here. So this will be a very interesting read here. So the PC freezing the chip coming 2024. This is the latest information of what they got going. Qualcomm is taking another stab in the ARM PC system on chip, this time based on the new Quadron core that comes from its product Nuvia. The new chip, the Qualcomm Snapdragon Dex, will launch in laptops in mid 2024. and unveiled today at the company annual conference in Hawaii. The chips are the latest volley of the attempt to succeed more than more Windows users into ARM. While the operating system support is there, there has been performance and compatibility issues with the Snapdragon 8 XC chips. Now Qualcomm says that the Snapdragon Elite will deliver far better efficiency with equivalent or better performance than its competitor, a claim we have to test next year. We believe this is a pivotal moment for Ken Kolob, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Compute and Gaming at Qualcomm, told Tom Sarver in an interview, because what you see with the Snapdragon Elite performance is something you haven't seen before in terms of leadership and in terms of technology performance. You will see Qualcomm or again, CPU distinguishes itself from its capability and its effective efficiency that it will drive. So this is all what they have right now. Okay, this is what they have information to tell. So the Qualcomm will use this stuff. So break down all this stuff. So I'm gonna go down. So the processing technology, TSMC 4nm. Okay, so it breaks down all this stuff. It has the memory is 64 gigabyte LPDDR5 PCI generation 4 cameras, cellulars, and this is the fastest Wi-Fi to connectivity. So the chip has as up to 64 with 100 gigabytes of memory and bandwidth and 42 megabytes of total catch. So you have to be really, really geared up for that type of stuff. So this would be very, very interesting to see. I was just a video on this. I can see. So this is from Snapdragon. Here's his stuff. Watch this.
This is unbelievable.
It's very, very nice that they're bringing that out to us to take a look at what they got. So it's bringing out a lot of detail. So I'm gonna read a couple of few areas and I want you to read the article yourself too, so. Okay. All right. So it says that. That the integrated graphics consists of QL called Adreno GPU, which it says delivers up to 4 teraflops of performance. I want you to see this. I want to just, this is some interesting stuff. I like to show you videos of this stuff, because this stuff is really. This is an old one. This is an old one, okay?
Let's jump into the heart of our new dragon. It's truly our most advanced product yet. Manufactured in the latest 5-nanometer process technology, it is the most cutting-edge process technology right now that allows us to squeeze in the maximum number of transistors. Now, as we go through this deep dive, you will see a large number of firsts that we have packed into this product. So let's start with connectivity. This is the most advanced integrated 5G modem RF system in the world. It is equipped with our third generation sub-6 and millimeter wave technologies, which allows global launches with a single design. It is designed to bring ultimate flexibility to operators so that more networks around the world can deliver the best 5G experience. Snapdragon 888 can achieve peak 5G speeds of up to 7.5 gigabits per second, utilizing our third generation millimeter wave technology, whereas others are still on their first generation 5G solutions. Snapdragon 888 is the first to add key features such as 5G carrier aggregation across FDD and TDD, all in a very compact, integrated solution. This is the first Snapdragon product to use our Qualcomm Fast Connect 6900 subsystem. This amazing system utilizes the latest Wi-Fi 6 and 6E capabilities, utilizing the 6 GHz spectrum. Like 5G, you can achieve multi-gigabit speeds at nearly 3.6 gigabits per second. Snapdragon 888 is the first in the industry to use advanced modulation techniques like 4K QAM and 4-stream DBS by using the 6 GHz channel. Now, by increasing the number of channels from 2 to 3, this relieves Wi-Fi network congestion even further to generate the fastest and most consistent connections in your home. 6900 also brings in Bluetooth 5.2 with dual antenna support for much better Bluetooth connectivity experience. Really a great story on the connectivity side. Let's move on to camera. Qualcomm technologies today power the most cameras in the world due to the sheer number of photos taken each day by smartphones powered by Snapdragon. This year with Snapdragon 888, we are tripling down on the future of photography, and we are very excited. This is the first triple ISP from Snapdragon. This means that the smartphone can capture three different camera streams from three different vantage points and then decide which picture or video is right for you, and stitch them together to create the best experience possible. Spectra 580 will also support the newest sensor technology called staggered HDR sensors, which will introduce the concept of computational HDR for the first time. Last year, our Qualcomm Spectra ISP broke the gigapixel per second barrier for the first time. We have pushed the envelope even further with Qualcomm Spectra 580. We have cranked those speeds up to 2.7 gigapixels per second. That's a whopping 35% increase in pixel throughput. So we think the Snapdragon 888 will take the imaging experience to a whole new level. You will hear more about these new and exciting camera experiences later on. On to GPU. Our Qualcomm Adreno GPU is at the heart of mobile gaming. To date, we have shipped over 2.5 billion Adreno GPUs and have powered a new breed of gaming smartphones. Adreno is the most power efficient graphics IP in mobile industry, which means it is the most power efficient graphics IP, period. This year, our Adreno 660 GPU achieves the biggest year-on-year leap in graphics rendering performance with a whopping 35% improvement in performance while focusing on sustainable and usable performance and adding new cutting-edge features. This means that more games can push the frame rate limit while allowing you to play on your smartphone for as long as you wish. Adreno is more than just graphics engine. It is also made up of the world-class display engine that enables best picture quality. With Snapdragon 888, we are adding new hardware inside the display pipeline with technologies like Demura and subpixel rendering to improve the picture quality of the smartphone display even further. The Snapdragon DNA is really built on sustained performance. It is not about the type of graphics performance that can win synthetic benchmarks. It is about the ability to render games at the highest performance level and holding those levels over a sustained period of time. Our competitors across different OSs sometimes claim the highest marks during the very first few minutes, but drop off very quickly, which means they cannot sustain the performance. In other words, that performance is not usable. With Snapdragon, we work with the mobile gaming industry to deliver the best gaming experience on the device. AI has become very critical over the years. Due to our early investments in AI R&D, Qualcomm AI technology enables more than 1.5 billion devices today. AI is one technology that has outpaced all others in terms of processing demands. Because of this, we have completely redefined our Qualcomm Hexagon 780 processor. We had to rethink the way AI workloads can achieve higher performance without sacrificing power. The different AI accelerators that are built into Hexagon, the Scalar, the Vector and Tensor accelerators, they are all now fused together such that they work together as one unit. On top of that, we added a layer of shared memory around these accelerators that is 16 times the size in previous products. The added memory also allows many neural networks to run inside Hexagon without tapping into external memory. This reduces the response times to nanoseconds and increases performance per watt by more than 3 times compared to the previous year. This is what allows new AI use cases to run on device which were not possible in the past. You know, last year we also introduced the Qualcomm Sensing Hub, which enabled always-on, contextually aware use cases when your smartphone is sitting idle. With the 888, we're introducing the second generation Qualcomm Sensing Hub, where we added a dedicated AI processor. It can collect and decipher different types of data streams, including, for the first time, 5G, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and location streams. The inclusion of these data streams creates new opportunities for your smartphone to understand the environment around it, like a baby crying, the weather around you, the time of the day, and work with an AI assistant to seamlessly provide recommendations. And finally, our Qualcomm Cryo 680 CPU. We went all out with our new CPU architecture also this year. Snapdragon 888 is the first to use the ARM Cortex X1, which is a completely redone architecture that increases CPU performance by up to 25%. And we have improved the overall CPU cluster power efficiency by 25% as well. Just like we were able to sustain graphics performance, it's a very similar story here with overall CPU performance. Snapdragon is designed to better maintain its performance compared to all of our competitors across OSs. We design the various engines to ensure we can sustain performance for long periods while our competitors are tapering off because of throttling issues. You know, they constructed their IP for 1 or 2 good runs, which is ideal for benchmarks, but Snapdragon, again, is constructed for sustained, usable performance. And when you bring all of these pieces in our Snapdragon 888 together, the Adreno 660, the newly built Hexagon 780, the Cryo 680, and the second generation Qualcomm Sensing Hub, this forms our very powerful sixth generation Qualcomm AI engine. And the combined processing power of this new engine exceeds 26 trillion operations per second. This is the first for any mobile platform and represents the biggest leap in performance ever on Snapdragon. Along with that, we have completely redesigned the software tools to enable access to our new sixth generation Qualcomm AI engine, appropriately named Qualcomm AI Engine Direct. Later on, we'll show you some of the new experiences this new AI engine will deliver. As you can see, we did not skimp on any technology. We've really gone all out. but we've just begun to scratch the surface of the Snapdragon 888. With all this amazing technology, the 888 is the benchmark in driving premium experiences on the handset.
Okay.
That comes with a lot of things you have to. I thought it was a really long bit, but I wanted you to learn something. Different technologies that they had going on and stuff. So that's looking at that today. So we're. Okay, this is one version that they're doing right now. This is that Windows Live Patch 2025. Patch is growing on modular descendant support for Windows 2025. It's still mostly wild. Use the Redmond software company continue to provide security beyond PRG is now allowed to arm. Don't leave millions of behind if you add the voice of your effort. The public interest research is associated with the U.S. and Canada nonprofit that among other things work for consumer protection. The PRG now points out that the end of support Windows 2010 or 2020 means millions of Windows computers will be affected electric rates. Their owners will have to replace the computer with expensive new purchase. Windows 11 can't not be installed on many old Windows 10 computers due to steep hardware requirements, even though the PC as it still runs perfectly. Many owners of Windows 10 PC will not be able to afford the purchase of a new computer because of widespread computer security. But in addition, several million old PCs, which then become electric waste, will place an excessive burden on the environment. The group points out the statistics, suggests that a large portion of these unsupported Windows could end up in landfills. Yeah. But that shows you how much they don't care. And that's what one of the biggest things about Microsoft is that's where they really, really, really should not end this. If they're gonna end this, they need to skip. And we need to find out what's the requirements for Windows 12. Okay. So that's what happens. So according to them, is they say that Microsoft must reconsider the center who can't upgrade their computer both for the sake of the finances and their environment. So that's why. Private individuals, so it talks about all that. So I think this is one that I'm going to do a separate show on that, because I think that's one that we really need to talk about is the Windows 10 situation too. So that's one that I don't really I am all in on that. That is just not in on any of that. Okay, so I just don't think that is. So that's one. Let me read one more. They got. I got this one. I think this is a good story to read. Yeah, it's a good story. Let's read this one. This indigenous ASUS RTX graphics card includes an M.2 SSD slot. On somewhat cramped up Micro X motherboard, the M2 slot for today teeny tiny. The SSD card between the PC slot, meaning the drive, sits under my graphics card internal thermal manager. This is less than identical. This goes almost double if you want use a PC 5.50 drive with optical mass coolers. SS might have figured out a solution with its latest graphics card design, which lets you less an M.2 slot piggy bank right on the rear of the graphics card itself. So it has a lot of things going on. And it says here, the ASUS G4 RTX 460 Ti 8GB 228MB expansion slots. Yes, that is a full production. Oh my god. Does what it says about on the and it tells over. So this is just talking about. But on the rear of the card, it talks about that a PC gaming that the rest of the card is more or less identical to RTX 460 Ti designs, and GigaNet named me GPU. So this actually talks about that, so you can check that out, and I'll read more tomorrow when we have more on the current adventure. Okay, this is the last day of October, but we got plenty of events for November. I think, let me see if the other groups have updated their. So they have all the events. Okay. So let me just get all my. Okay, so another side of the theory. So let's get to some of these announcements, okay? This is where we have to get. So first of all, please support Being Black in IT. DA Derek Pearson, check him out. He's on Instagram, so please check him out there. That is very, very important to understand. He, one that he has ADOS, FBA member guy. So please, I don't agree with the policies, but I'll work with anybody and any person as it goes, okay? So that's, okay? So here's the announcements, okay, for this coming month in November, okay? So this Friday, we're going to have a show. So tomorrow we're going to have our Twins Baseball Monthly Report. And then the current event show next week, Monday and Wednesday. Then we'll have two Monday and a Wednesday show. Okay, and those will come up, and then we'll have one on the 27th and 29th. So one is the or 29th, so we'll figure out what happens there. So on Friday, there'll be a computer hardware review. That'll be the Raspberry Pi motherboards. We'll talk about the same thing on what we did. We'll just do it with the motherboards. Also, okay, then on the 7th, but I said Town Community Tech Fest preview. Next week, I'll preview that. I'm also going to talk about the elections rigging on the elections next week. Talk about some local elections there. Then we'll have the Tech Fest. We got to that. We'll have the Tech Fest community, Tech Fest reaction, reflection, and the Microsoft good and bad. And then we'll do some round. And I'll talk about the tools demo. I'll demo some stuff on here. And then hardware review, and then student government today preview on the 28th. And then we'll have our, and then all this stuff, and then the Thanksgiving game out. Okay, these are now the announcements. So Twin Cities Band Group will have the 10th anniversary, so you can check them out on that. Next Tuesday, they'll have a Blacks in Technology Twin Cities monthly chapter meeting, so please check them out. Melania Love will love to see you there, online or there at the event. Next week is very important. Get your tickets now for the Black Tech Talent Community Tech Fest. That's going to be on Saturday, November 11th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Okay? So make sure to be there and be square. Then on the 13th, I have an open conversation, Blacks United in Leading Technology. Then on the 15th, we'll have a professional speaker at the National Society of Black Engineers. We'll have that event. And then Blacks in Technology will have the Friendsgiving of 2023. And also on the 13th, it is the Black Broadband Summit. Alzu Computers is going to have an event on that. So please, that also is very, very key. So I need everybody in Black, especially if you are in the Fourth Ward, please participate in that exchange so you can input on what's going on with that. Okay? That is all I have for you tonight. Thank you very, very much for doing this, okay? Doing this with us tonight. And I'll see you tomorrow, and we're going to have a current event show, and we're going to have the Twins Baseball Month Report. We got a lot of things to talk about there, so that will also come in the okay? Thank you. But you all have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, bye-bye. Oh, and also, one more thing. Also, please get your schedules in. I will be, check those out. Please get your schedules in. Please get your schedules in so I can actually do things with you, support the Black Tech businesses and everything, okay? See you later. Bye-bye.